Jack London. A Day's Lodging. Narrated by Carl Mason. It was the gosh damnedest stampede I ever seen. 1,000 dog teams hitting the ice. You couldn't see them for smoke. 2 white men and a Swede froze to death that night, and there was 12 busted their lungs. But didn't I see with my own eyes the bottom of the waterhole? It was yellow with gold, like a mustard plaster. That's why I staked the Yukon for a mining claim. That's what made the stampede, and then there was nothing to it. That's what I said, nothing to it, and I ain't got over guessing yet. Narrative of Shorty. John Messner clung with mitten hand to the bucking G-pole and held the sled in the trail. With the other mitten hand, he rubbed his cheeks and nose. He rubbed his cheeks and nose every little while. In point of fact, he rarely ceased from rubbing them, and sometimes, as their numbness increased, he rubbed fiercely. His forehead was covered by the visor of his fur cap, the flaps of which went over his ears. The rest of his face was protected by a thick beard, golden brown under its coating of frost. Behind him churned a heavily loaded Yukon sled, and before him toiled a string of 5 dogs.